Okay, so I had two lucid dreams last night. I'm not going to tell you one of them because screw all you guys. No, it's a little too personal to share on the internet with random peoples. I love all of you, but don't love all of you that much. So either way, I'm gonna tell you like how my night went up to that dream and then after the dream though. I got to bed a little late. I drank a lot of pop before I went to bed because I had pop in front of me and I was like, I should down this. And so I finished drinking it so it wouldn't go to waste, and because I was gonna planning on drinking water anyways, so I just used that. And then I went to bed. I had a little trouble going to bed, so I used my good old-fashioned listening to Final Fantasy X music, Final Fantasy X play, Let's Play. And then I continued to listen and listen, and I went to bed finally. It took me forever. It's like midnight, and I woke up at about 3. I woke up about 2:30, and then after I woke up, I just went back to sleep because there was not a good dream, like there was an okay dream. I didn't really feel like I ca didn't care to remember it. So then I went back to sleep. I woke up, or I went back to sleep-ish. I just slid right into the dream, wilded, and then like slipped right out. It was interesting. That was the dream I had. It seemed like it was an entire REM cycle. I didn't have any troubles with stability or anything like that. The dream lasted a good amount of time and then ended. I might have actually kicked myself out of the dream at the end of it. What did I do? Then I woke up and I had super bad heartburn because probably because of the pop. So I got up and I got some Tums and then I wrote down my dream. It took me forever just writing the tags down because I was tired. And I laid there. I also woke up in bed and I laid there for a long time trying to remember every detail because it was important to me. It took me a while to get everything done and written down and everything. Why is someone honking? There's no one near me. Must be honking at someone else. Okay. Let's see, what did I do? So yeah, then I went back to sleep. I couldn't get back to sleep because I had gotten so wound up and excited from my dream. So I played Final Fantasy X again. Well, Let's Play. Went through it. It's at the place where they're in Lucca. And like Seymour is there, and it's the first turn, like the tournament for the Blitzball. I don't know if you guys know the place and the time, but it's a good time. It's really epic, actually. If you haven't seen it, then it's amazing. Like you should go look that up right now. So my dream revolved a little bit around Xanarkand, and I can't remember the name of the place other than Xanarkand. That like dream Xanarkand. I don't know what it's called. The place that's not Xanarkand, that he's actually in the future, or the past, or a different dimension, whatever it is. I'm just gonna give you a bunch of random things in case you ever decide to play that game. I don't wanna spoil anything, because it's the best game ever. So, it's a really good game. I don't really have it right now, I don't have a system that can play it, so I'm just listening to a Let's Play while I'm bored and while I go to sleep. So I was in Xanarkand, and I did a lot of cool things, actually, like a lot. Woohoo! Sorry. It snowed and it's raining and it's like just water everywhere, and I'm not in a great part of town for the water to get around. So I ended up in Xanarkand and I'm walking down the street. It's similar to Xanarkand. I let all of the stuff like form, and then it gave me a couple goals, and I'm like, screw that, psh, I'm gonna do what I want. I do what I want. And so what I did whenever I did what I wanted was I stopped and I looked for a dream character of my choice, and I told them, hey, or I asked them, are you the dream person that I'm looking for? So then I'm like, are you real? Like, are you here? Are you a person? And they're like, and I'm like, look, I'm like, are you dreaming? I'm like, I am dreaming. Like, you're dreaming. And they're like, ah, ha, ha, and they walk away. And it didn't seem like a, ha, 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 you're an idiot. It seemed like a, ah, ha, 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 you're not going to get me that easily. So then I went up to another dream character, this time a dude. Last time one was a girl. And I was like, hey, you're dreaming. Come with me. And they're like, ah, ha, ha. I'm like, dang it. And I asked, like, three more people. They all gave me the same answer of laughter, which I was not extremely happy with. So then I was like, all right, screw this. I'm going to go over here. And then, just like you always do in video games, you hit, like, an invisible wall. So I had to teleport past that. And I was looking for a cutscene. I thought it would be cool to have a cutscene. Something just, like, automatically kick me out of my body. It'd be pretty sweet. So I go to this place and I'm like, oh yeah, and I create a fake memory real fast of the cutscene being right there, because I have played the game before. And so I go there and I'm laying down on the ground trying to find the place where the cutscene is at. And as soon as I get to the place I think it's at, I look across and I see this little black kid. And the kid doesn't really look human because his body is like an inch wide and an inch long, and then his arms and legs are just going everywhere. And as I look at him more and more, he starts forming into an actual, you know, little black kid like he was supposed to be in the first place. So then he runs inside and his parents come out and they're staring at me too. And I'm laying in their backyard. I'm laying in a couple of different backyards, actually. I am, like, I'm right in the easement between two backyards. And I finally hit the cutscene. And the cutscene is... I don't really remember it that much. It wasn't really big. It was just like me standing there talking to Yuna for a second, and then it automatically popped up with the blue screen and said, who do you want to be your lead character? And it had Titus, Orin, or Yuna. And I was like, I cannot resist. How awesome that would be. not Titus, Orin, or Yuna. It's either you, Orin, or Yuna. Titus was not an option. Apparently, I was just Titus. I chose Yuna, clicked over, and so I'm standing there. It was really weird. As I've said before, I'm not into lucid dreaming for any weird sexual fantasies or anything like that. So it was just interesting to be a woman for a second. And like, I did some jumping around in the backyard and stuff like that. And then I ran back to the cutscene, and it just asked me again, who do you want to be? And so then I clicked Orin. And as soon as I clicked Orin, somebody ran up and grabbed me. Some girl. I don't know who it was. Honestly, it had a feeling of a dreamer that I know. But they didn't give a name, and I haven't seen them before in a dream, so it was a little strange. But they were taking me around trying to show me something that needed to be done in the dream, and I was like, what the heck? I'm like, this is weird. Freaking dream character just runs up and grabs me and tells me what's for, basically. Whenever I was hitting the cutscene, I didn't just have to be there, I had to also be watching the YouTube video, because I went to sleep with the headphones on, I had the headphones on in a dream, and so I searched YouTube, and I had to find the YouTube video that I was looking for, and, whenever it went to the cutscene, it went to third person, which is always fun whenever you're really aware, and then whenever it switched back, it automatically switched back to first person, which is also really fun in a dream. So, that was cool, but, the YouTube was fun. I like being able to search on YouTube while I'm there was good. Let's see, what else do I have? I've got some other stuff I did in the dream. Switching characters, aware, repeating it, wondering the time, remembering, dream again. Oh, there it is, the time. I started thinking about what time it might be, and I was getting ready to ask a dream character or check out my watch or phone or something, and then I remembered that I'd done that many times in dreams before and it didn't work. So then I asked the lady where we were going, and then the dream started to fade and I lost it. And that dream was pretty long. The dream probably lasted 20 minutes because I spent a lot of time in the road trying to catch people and tell them they were dreaming so that I could have a companion. Hoping that girl was actually the girl that I told at the beginning when she was dreaming, but I have no proof of that. Or it could have been the vixen. She's always just grabbing me. She's super fast and stronger than me. But either way, the good part is that I had a lucid dream and you didn't. I'm just kidding. I'm hoping that you guys are all getting lucid and trying really hard. I don't want you guys to think that it doesn't take a lot of hard work It takes a butt ton of hard work. I have just put in a butt ton of hard work up until now. So right now, I'm actually putting in quite a bit of good work, but I am not putting in as much work as I need to, as I have in the past. And I think if I put that in, I'd probably get more lucid dreams. But I say more lucid dreams. I have had 4 in the last 2 days, which is freaking awesome. So, and I've been having a lot this month. I'm going to go into the end and count them all up. I keep forgetting to. Forgetting to, like, write down how much are in them. So, either way, hope you enjoyed this. I'll talk to you later. Bye.